Kumusta na po kayo, mga kapatid? Amen? Top grossing film of all time, especially sa opening, with 205 million pesos no, sa sales, first day ng screening ng Endgame, Avengers. Grabe, ano? Kung di nyo po na itatanong, nakadalawang panood na kami. Kasi hindi kami makamove on nung una. Kaya inulit namin, baka mabago. Pero bakit daw ganun, ano? Pagka movie, 10 minutes before, nandun ka na. Pero pagka sa church, simula na, wala ka pa. Bakit daw sa movie, okay lang gumastos ng premium seats with your favorite snacks? Pagka sa church, nangunguripot ka. Bakit pag movie, okay lang abuti ng 3 oras? Pag church, lumagpas lang ng 1 minuto si pastor, bilang na bilang mo na. Mm-hmm. Pag sa movie, ang lakas mong mag-invite sa barkada. Bakit pag sa church, wala kang ma-invite ni isa? Buti pa si Grace, no? From 2 to 12 disciples. Wow. Tsaka yung iba, nakikipaglaban talaga para sa endgame. No? Huwag lang ma-spoil. Sa totoo lang, ang dapat title ng pelikula na yan, hindi endgame eh, end friendship. Kasi nasisira po ang pagkakaibigan dahil sa mga spoilers. Anyway, it was such a good movie. So ihanda po natin ang ating mga sarili, no? And this will be the end game for Elijah. The end game for Elijah. Okay, tumayo tayong lahat. And let's open our Bibles. Open our Bibles to 1 Kings chapter 19. No? Natapos na natin yung 18 eh. Let's open our Bibles to 1 Kings chapter 19. No? And I'll be reading from the English Standard Version. At sundan nyo lang po ako as I read it. Kung gusto nyong sumabay sa pagbabasa, you can do so. Okay? So let's open our Bibles. Okay? Ready? Ahab told Jezebel all that Elijah had done and how he had killed the prophets with the sword. Then Jezebel sent a messenger to Elijah saying, "So may the gods do to me and more so, if I do not make your life as the life of one of them by this time tomorrow." Then he was afraid, and he arose and ran for his life, and came to Beersheba, which belongs to Judah, and left his servant there. But he himself went a day's journey into the wilderness, and came and sat down under a broom tree. And he asked that he might die, saying, "It is enough now, O Lord, take away my life, for I am no better than my father's." And he lay down and slept under a broom tree. And behold, an angel touched him and said to him, "Arise and eat." And he looked, and behold, there was at his head a cake baked on hot stones and a jar of water. And he ate and drank and lay down again. And the angel of the Lord came again the second time and touched him and said, "Arise and eat, for the journey is too great for you." And he arose and ate and drank, and went in the strength of the food 40 days and 40 nights to Horeb, the mount of God. Verse 9. And he came to a cave and lodged in it. And behold, the word of the Lord came to him, and he said to him, "What are you doing here, Elijah?" And he said, "I have been very zealous for the Lord and the God of hosts, for the people of Israel have forsaken your covenant, thrown down your altars, and killed your prophets with the sword. And I, even I only, am left, and they seek my life to take it away." And he said, "Go out and stand on the mount before the Lord." And behold, the Lord passed by, and a great and strong wind tore the mountains and broke in pieces the rocks before the Lord. But the Lord was not in the wind. After the wind, an earthquake. But the Lord was not in the earthquake. And after the earthquake, a fire. But the Lord was not in the fire. And after the fire, a sound of a low whisper. And when Elijah heard it, he wrapped his face in his cloak and went out and stood at the entrance of the cave. And behold, there came a voice to him and said, "What are you doing here, Elijah?" And he said, I've been very zealous for the Lord, the God of hosts. For the people of Israel have forsaken your covenant, thrown down your altars, and killed your prophets with the sword. And I, even I only am left, and they seek my life to take it away. And the Lord said to him, go, return on your way to the wilderness of Damascus. And when you arrive, you shall anoint Hazael to be king over Syria. And Jehu, the son of Nimshi, you shall anoint to be king over Israel. And Elisha, the son of Shaphat of Abel-Meholat, you shall anoint to be prophet in your place. And the one who escapes from the sword of Hazael shall Jehu put to death. And the one who escapes from the sword of Jehu shall Elisha put to death. Yet I will leave 7,000 in Israel, all the knees that have not bowed to Baal, and every mouth that has not kissed him. The Lord bless the reading of His word. Manalangin po tayo. Panginoon, sagana po at napaka sarap basahin ang iyong salita. At lalo naming pag-aaralan at lalasapin ang iyong biyaya, ang iyong katapatan, hindi lamang sa iyong lingkod na si Elias, kundi sa bawat isa sa amin dito. Panginoon, we know that you're here. Speak to us. We are listening and we are willing to obey. In Jesus' name, amen. Palakpakan nga po natin ang Panginoon. Yun ang malakas sa palakpak para sa Panginoon. Praise God. Praise God. Praise God. Please be seated in the presence of the Lord. Okay. So, let me just give you a background uli, no? We've been discussing the life of Elisha at Elijah. At nakita na po natin, no, how the Lord led him to the wilderness for 3 years. Dineklara po niya na walang ulan, no, at magkakaulan lang kapag sinabi niya. And then he summoned all the people on Mount Carmel. No, yung Mount Carmel, medyo sa upper portion po ng Jerusalem yan. Mas malapit yan sa Galilee. No? Malapit po yan sa dagat when you look at Mount Carmel. At nagkaroon po ng contest doon between the prophets of Baal and Elijah. At ang sabi niya, mag-offering tayo, no? Mag-offering tayo. At kung sino ang sagutin ng Diyos ng apoy, yon ang tunay ng Diyos. Okay. Nung time kasi na yon, kagaya rin ng panahon natin, no? Sa panahon natin ngayon, mga kapatid, actually hindi masyadong tanong yung, meron bang Diyos? Sometimes, yung mga high schoolers pupunta ng universities, no? You will find out that there are many professors and some of your fellow students na naging agnostics, naging atheists, no? Pero sa totoo lang, hindi na masyadong issue ngayon yung agnosticism or atheism. God is not asking, is there a God? Ang totoong problema ngayon is this. Because of our pluralistic society, ibig sabihin yan, irespeto mo kung anong paniniwala ko, may iba-ibang paniniwala. At dahil iba-ibang paniniwala, iba-iba ang mga Diyos. So there are different kinds of gods. During the time of Elijah, there were different kinds of gods. Bukod kay Baal, kay Asherah, kay Chemos, kay Astoreth, ang dami-dami po mga Diyos-Diyosan. And the question that they had is, sino bang Diyos? Sa panahon natin ngayon, no? Ang mga tao, ang tanong ay, sino bang Diyos yung pananampalatayaan ko? Sino bang Diyos yung kikilalanin ko? Sino ba talaga yung totoo? So people are confused right now, having found that, you know, science cannot really satisfy you, even studying and intelligence, no, and even artificial intelligence, no, won't suffice. So people are going to the spiritual. Kaya nga lang, naliligaw yung iba. Yung iba napupunta sa spiritism, yung iba napupunta sa New Age, yung iba nag-yoga, yung iba nagpupunta sa Eastern religion. Why? Because there's a vacuum in a person's heart that can only be touched by a spiritual being. Kaya mabigat na tanong, at ang malungkot, ang mga tao naghahanap. Ang mga tao naghahanap ng haplo sa puso nila. At hindi nila malaman kung sinong Diyos yung lalapitan nila. Kaya nung panahon nito, sinabi ni Elias, tama na ang inyong pamamangkas na dalawang ilog. Mamili kayo kung sinong totoong Diyos. At kung sino yung sumagot sa pamamagitan ng apoy, yon ang tunay na Diyos. And lo and behold, Maghapong nanalangin yung propeta ni Baal, walang apoy na dumating. Pero nung nanalangin si Elias, isang panalangin lang niya, bubagsak yung apoy. At ang buong bansa, no, declared, Yahweh is God. The Lord, He is God. At pagkatapos po noon, anong ginawa ni Elias? Pinapatay po niya, pinatay niya yung 450 prophets of Baal. Kaya, in a way, talagang matindi ang nangyari. And then, ang sumunod na pangyayari po dyan, in chapter 18, yung last few verses of chapter 18, verse 46, ang sabi dito, and the hand of the Lord was on Elijah, and he gathered up his garment and ran before Ahab to the entrance of Jezreel. That's the last verse of chapter 18. He went to Jezreel. What is Jezreel and where is Jezreel? Jezreel is the place, no, of Jezebel. It is the center or the metropolis. Ito po pinakasentro kung saan doon nagahari sa Samaria, si King Ahab. Bakit siya nagpunta sa Jezreel? Hoping that whatever happened on Mount Carmel will be translated on a national scale in Jezreel. Anong nangyari nung nandun na siya sa Jezreel? Ito pong nangyari nung pumunta siya sa Jezreel. Punta na tayo sa chapter 9. Nagsabi dito, Ahab, yung walang yang hari, kinausap yung kanyang may bahay na si Jezebel. No? And all that Elijah had done and how he had killed the prophets with the sword. At ano pong nangyari? Then Jezebel sent a messenger. So wala pang FB noon, may messenger na si Jezebel. At nag-send siya ng messenger kay Elijah saying that, so may the gods do to me and more also if I do not make your life as the life of one of them by this time tomorrow. In short, to make it simple, sabi niya, hindi ako titigil hanggang hindi kita napapatay. So ano nangyari sa isang matipuno, matapang, buo ang loob na propeta na single-handedly hinarap ang mga kalaban ng Diyos? Ano pong nangyari sa kanya nung marinig niya yung message ni Jezebel? Then, verse 3, he was afraid. Can you say afraid? No, paano nangyari na itong napakatapang na lingkod ng Diyos ay natakot? And he arose and ran for his life and came to Beersheba. Siya po'y tumalilis at nagtago, which belongs to Judah, and he left his servant there. Bakit ganun, ano? Kaya niyang harapin itong si Ahab at saka yung 450 prophets, bakit nahirapan siyang harapin si Jezebel? No? Meron nga daw, pagdating daw po sa langit, meron pong pila, sabi ng Diyos doon sa mga lalaki, o may dalawang pila dyan, okay? Bago kayo pumasok sa langit, yung isang pila, yung lahat ng mga under desire, yung sunod-sunod rin sa mga misis nila. Yung isang pila, doon sa mga matatapang na lalaki na hindi yumuyuko sa kanilang may bahay. Yung matatapang, hindi under desire. Okay. Tapos yung pinapila po, nagulat po si San Pedro. Alam niyo ko po kung bakit. Napakahaba po nung pila ng mga under desire. Tapos merong iisang lalaki na nakatayo doon sa pila kung saan hindi takot sa asawa. Ba? Kinausap ni San Pedro, sabi niya ganun, bro, bihira yung kagaya mo ah. No? Ano bang sikreto mo at talagang matapang ka? Sabi nung nag-iisang lalaki, sabi niya, ewan ko eh, sabi ng misis ko, dito daw ako tumayo eh. Under din pala. So, ano nangyari kay Elias, no? Na malahibo, na duwag, nung sinabi ni Jezebel na ipapapatay kita. And then he was afraid and he rose and ran for his life. Whatever happened to the fire of Israel? Whatever happened to the fire in the life of Elijah, he lost the fire. So when you lose the fire, how do you normally lose the fire? Number one, you lose the fire when you're disappointed. You lose the fire when you're disappointed. Bakit? Kasi si Elijah, he was expecting that the revival will be of national scale. He was expecting that matapos makita yung apoy na bumagsak, pinatay ang mga propeta ni Baal, magbabago si Haring Ahab at magbabago si Queen Jezebel. Na-imagine na niya na magkakaroon ng pagbabago doon mismo sa seat of power. He was expecting that. Kaya lang, bakit ganun? Parang walang pagbabagong nangyari. Hindi man lang natinag yung hari at saka yung reyna. Hindi pa rin nagsisi. Hindi pa rin nagbalik loob sa Diyos. And he was expecting probably na magkakaroon ng kudeta. No, yung mga general ni Ahab ay talagang patatalsikin si Ahab, patatalsikin si Queen Jezebel dahil hindi sila sumusunod sa Diyos. Pero walang nangyaring ganun eh. And so he was so disappointed. Hindi lang yun. No? Pangalawang reason why we lose the fire is that we detach ourselves. No? Can you say detach? Anong ginawa ni Elias? No? Ang sabi doon sa verse, when you look at verse 3, no? Then he was afraid and he arose and ran for his life and came to Beersheba, which belongs to Judah, and left his servant there. Bakit iniwanan ni Elias yung kanyang helper, yung servant niya? Alam niyo, si Elias, meron siyang servant, hindi dahil mayaman siya. Meron siyang servant kasi man of God siya. Maraming merong servant kasi mayaman, they can afford to pay a wage for the servant. Pero si Elias, meron siyang servant kasi man of God siya, lingkod siya ng Diyos. Kaya nung sinabi niyang, maiwang ka dyan, anong ibig sabihin ni Elias? I'm giving up on the ministry. Ayoko na. After all that I have said and done, after all what I've done for the Lord, then nothing happened. I did according to plan. I pushed the right button and nothing happened. And so he was so discouraged. And he was giving up, throwing in the towel. And he didn't want to be in the ministry anymore. Isa pang reason why Elijah lost the fire is that he drained himself. Alam mo siya, ang philosophy niya sa buhay, YOLO. No, you only live once. Kaya, todo-todo yung kanyang ministry. Talagang ratratan dito. Talagang bigay, lakas. Parang wala ng bukas. At nung inubos niya yung kanyang lakas, we all experience this. No, after a tremendous, a remarkable victory, anong susunod na mangyayari sa'yo? You get tired. You become despondent. You become depressed. No, yung pang pagkatapos mong ma-accomplish yung dapat mong ma-accomplish, then parang merong nangyayari sa'yo na hindi mo maintindihan. No, wala na yung adrenaline rush. And then all of a sudden, lahat ng pagod mo papasok, lahat ng emotional wound mo papasok, and then you feel worthless. So Elijah at this point in his life, no, was feeling that he was so worthless. Alam nyo, hindi lang po kayo ang nadi-discourage. Kami rin mga pastor nadi-discourage. Itong si Elias na lingkod ng Diyos, nadi-discourage din. Wala po kayong monopoly ng depression. May mga pastor din na dumadaan din sa ganito. Lalo po kapag ang expectation, lalo nung kami mga pastor, ang aming expectation ay papasok kami sa Bible school, pagkatapos aming gumraduate sa Bible school, magkakaroon kami ng ministry na kagaya ng ministry ni Rick Warren, tapos magsisimula kami ng church sa isang city or metropolis, magkakaroon kami ng 20,000 miyembro, ganyan, tapos magsusulat kami ng isang bestseller na libro, may interview kami sa 700 Club. And then pagkatapos, ng mataas na expectation na yan, tapos hindi naman nangyari. Some pastors, in fact, most pastors, no, slump into self-pity, wallow into self-pity, and feeling that they are failing. So please pray for your pastors. Hindi po kami Superman. Hindi kami superhero. We're not part of the Avengers team. Tao din po. Nasasaktan, nasusugatan, nahihirapan, kagaya ng lingkod. Kaya in verse 4, sabi dito, but he himself went a day's journey into the wilderness. So siya po'y naglakbay from mula po doon sa Jezreel, patungo na po siya ng wilderness. Ano ba ang hinahanap nito? Patungo ng wilderness. And he came and sat down under a broom tree. You know, Elijah was wrestling with some thoughts in his mind. Parang ang tanong niya, sino ba talaga tong Diyos na sinusundan ko? Siya po'y tumakbo, palayo eh. Actually, hindi siya palayo. Siya'y papunta sa Mount Horeb. Can you say Mount Horeb? Hindi niyo po na itatanong, yung Mount Horeb, yan din ang Mount Sinai. Kung saan kinatagpo ng Diyos si Moises. Doon din siya patungo. At alam niyo kung bakit siya patungo doon? Tanungin niyo ako bakit? Kasi nalilito siya eh. Ang tanong niya, who are you really? God, sino ka ba talaga? Hindi ko alam kung anong, paano ko ipipredict yung mga galaw mo eh. Naku-confuse ako sa mga paraan mo. Hindi ko alam kung tama pa ba yung ginagawa ko. That's the confusion. That's the problem that Elijah had. At ano, nakakita siya ng isang puno na parang puno ng abaka o puno ng, basta malilim siya. Like a broom tree, he asked that he might die. Sabi niya, it is enough now, O Lord, take away my life, for I am no better than my fathers. And he lay down and slept under a broom tree. Kung isipin mo, no, parang mali yata yung editing ng Bible, ano? Mali yata yung pagkakasulat. Ba't kasi sinama dito itong weakness nitong man of God? Di ba? A man so strong and brave and courageous and all of a sudden, breaking down. Isang lalaking nasa pedestal, kinatatakutan ni Ahab, hinahangaan ng mga propeta, ng mga tao. Then all of a sudden, tumitiklop. At ngayon, suicidal pa. Parang mali yata ang editing ng Bible. Tingin nyo? Ba't pati Jesus sinama? Nakakahiya tuloy, di ba? Parang nakakahiya tuloy makita mo na yung man of God na de-depress. Yung lingkod ng Diyos na de-depress. Alam ko bawat ipusa pa sa atin at one point in your life, no? Hindi man siguro lahat. But some of you here have had that feeling of worthlessness. You have gone through that point in your life that you want to end your life. Marahil merong ilan dito na nakapag-isip na kayo. Sana mamatay na ako. Sana matapos ang lahat ng ito. Kasi wala namang kakwenta-kwenta ang buhay ko. Walang kahulugan. Walang katuturan. But let me tell you something. Kahit suicidal si Elijah, learn from this. Brothers and sisters, hindi niya inangkin ang karapatan para sa kanyang buhay. Hindi niya inangkin. Wala siyang karapatan sa kanyang buhay. No? Hindi niya sinabing, Lord, dahil hindi nangyayari yung inaasahan ko, magpapakamatay ako! Sabay talon doon sa Mount Carmel. Alam mo, kinikilala pa rin niya na ang Diyos ang may-ari ng kanyang buhay. Amen? Amen ba? At wala tayong karapatan sa buhay natin para kuhanin ito. Amen? Ang panalangin niya, Lord, you take away my life.
Binibigay niya sa Diyos yung responsibility. Lord, I feel so worthless. I feel so wasted. Take my life. Ikaw ang kumuha ng buhay ko. Ikaw ang may karapatan sa buhay ko. Kuhanin mo na ako. So malinaw pa rin ang isip niya kahit medyo depressed. At sana pag humantong sa buhay mo, no, na ikaw mismo kukuha ng buhay mo, hindi pwede. Ang Diyos lang. Amen ba? Kaya kung may punto ng buhay mo na dadating ka doon sa ganun, no? Huwag na huwag mo hawakan yung revolver. Amen? Huwag kang kukuha ng lubid at magbibigti ka sa puno ng kamatis. Huwag. Never ever take your life. Amen? It's God's right, not yours. Okay. Amen ba? And then ang sabi niya, Lord, and then in verse 5, and he lay down and slept under a broom tree. And behold, an angel touched him and said, arise and eat. And he looked and behold, and there was at his head a cake baked on hot stones and a jar of water. And he ate and drank and lay down again. And the angel of the Lord came again a second time and touched him and said, arise and eat, for the journey is too great for you. And he arose and ate and drank and went in the strength of that food 40 days and 40 nights. Then he came to a cave and lodged in it, and behold, the word of the Lord came to him and said to him, what are you doing here, Elijah? Wow. Alam mo, ma-amaze ka paano dinil ng Lord si Elijah. You will see how wise our God is. You will see how, you know, the way God deals with you and me, it's amazing. Amazing how He handles you with our confusion, with our depression, with our discouragement. Grabe. Alam mo kung paano nagpakita ang Diyos kay Elijah? Hindi siya nagpakita doon para sermonan. Para sabihin sa kanya, ano ginagawa mo dito? No, dapat may trabaho ko doon ah. O kulang ka sa pananampalataya. Magbasa ka kasi ng Bible, kaya ka nade-depress, di ka nagbabasa ng Bible. Ganun bang sinabi ng Diyos? Kulang ka sa faith, Elijah. Why don't you just claim it? Why don't you rebuke Satan and depression will go out? Pero walang ganong sinabi ang Diyos eh. Anong ginawa ng Diyos kay Elijah? When you are discouraged, when you're depressed, He will not come to you with a battery of questions, no? Or sermons. But God came to Elijah and He cooked for Elijah. Imagine that. God cooks. God is so wise. Minsan kasi pag may mga depression, minsan ang iniisip agad natin, eh kaya depression yan kasi may demonyo. Palayasin natin ang demonyo in Jesus' name! Di ba? At para mas maging mabisa, in Jesus' name! Para mabisang mabisa, lalayas yung demonyo talaga eh. Sometimes we think that depression is spiritual. May mga super spiritual na mga tao. Na kailangan magpalayas ng demonyo, kailangan ng deliverance, kailangan ng healing, ganyan. Kaya nade-depress kasi spiritual. May kasalanan kang ginawa, kaya ka na-depress. Magsisi ka ng kasalanan mo. Hindi ka nagbabasa ng Bible. Magbasa ka ng Bible. Mag-life group ka. Gawin mo ito, gawin mo yan. Kaya ka na-depress. Hindi mo ginagawa ang lahat ng ito. Sometimes we become too spiritual. It may be spiritual in nature like King Saul. Yung depression niya galing sa demonyo. Maaaring yun. Pero hindi lagi. Meron namang mga pagkakataon, ang iniisip mo naman, depression, physical lang yan. May mga tao, you know, ang iniisip ay, science. Depressed ka, eh may chemical imbalance sa utak mo. No, anong kinakailangan mo? Inumin mo tong pills na ito. So, ang sagot, physical lang. Ang sagot ay, kailangan mo magpahinga. Kailangan mo matulog. No, kailangan mo uminom ng gamot. Kasi chemical lang yan. Now, we don't rule out the possibility that yes, it may be physical. Posible rin. Kasi kagaya nitong si Elijah, ang ginawa lang ng Panginoon, pinakain siya. Amen? Amen ba? Tapos pinatulog siya. Marami na po akong counseling ranging from depressed to demon-possessed. And I know what is demon-possessed and what is depressed. Alam ko po kung anong difference ng dalawa. When I see someone na nag-act out or whatever, no, I know exactly kung depressed or demon-possessed. God has given us, no, with the wisdom of the Holy Spirit and through experience, kaya po nating ma-determine. Pero sa mga depressed, ang isang madalas na nagiging dahilan bukod doon sa trauma, doon sa woundedness, doon sa kanilang experience, no, eh, nung nag-decide silang hindi kumain at hindi matulog. So, dapat po, kapag ikay nalulungkot, kakain ka. Matutulog ka. Pag napansin niyo yung mga mahal mo sa buhay, anak mo, hindi na kumakain, hindi na natutulog, malapit na yung mag-nervous breakdown. At kung lagi nag-i-emo. Okay? So, anong ginawa ng Diyos kay Elijah? Pinatulog. Elijah, pagod ka. Matulog ka. Elijah, gutom ka. Kumain ka. See how God dealt with Elijah? With His loving and tender mercies? Walang sermon, hindi siya pinagalitan, hindi siya na-rebuke. Pinatulog, pinakain. And the amazing thing about that, hindi lang pinakain, but the Lord touched him. Wow. Sometimes we need physical, you know, comfort. And the Lord touched him. The angel of the Lord touched him. So the Lord cooked. He cooks for you. He touches you. At hindi lang yon, He listens to you. Kasi tinanong ng Lord si Elijah, what are you doing here? What are you doing here? Tanda mo kapatid, pag nagtanong ang Diyos na why are you here or what are you doing here, hindi siya nagtatanong to get information from you. He doesn't need any information coming from you. He doesn't need to be informed. When He asks a question, why are you here? No, hindi niya nagugulat ang Diyos, diba? Hindi naman dumating si Elijah doon, tapos biglang nagulat ang Diyos. Sabi niya, bakit nandito ka? Ano ginagawa mo dito? Anong nangyari? Hindi nagulat ang Diyos. Tinatanong si Elias, ano ang ginagawa mo dito? Because God wants Elijah to be informed. The information was not for God, but the information was for Elijah. You need to know exactly as you reflect, why are you here? Bakit ka ba nandito? So see, He cooked for him, He touched him, and He listened to him. Sometimes, no, akala naman natin ang solusyon ay psychology. No? Upo ka dyan sa psychoanalyst chair o sa psychologist, psychiatrist chair, psychiatric chair, and then you talk. Let's talk about it. Pero kita man naman yung genius ni God, no? He needed to hear from Elijah what's happening in his life. And he needed to ventilate. Ang tawag sa counseling niyan, catharsis. Can you say catharsis? Catharsis, yung punong-puno yung utak ng isang tao, punong-puno ang kanyang puso, ang kailangan lang niya ma-release. No? Madalas, yung mga merong nervous breakdown, yung mga depressed na mga tao, all they needed is someone who will listen to them. Someone who will understand them. Someone who will just be by their side, no, and will not judge them, no, and will help them, comfort them. Hindi para sermon na, no, pagalitan. No? Pero see how God worked wisely and lovingly, no, to deal with His servant. Purihin ang Diyos, na ganun ang Diyos sa atin. Amen po ba? Pwede bang palakpakan natin ang ating Panginoon for
understanding us, no, in the way we feel, no. Hallelujah. So we don't reduce depression na physical lang. Hindi lang ito physical. Hindi din natin nire-reduce sa spiritual lang. At hindi din natin nire-reduce sa psychology lang, psychological lang. Kita mo yung outworking, the complexity of how God moves, no? And how God tailors His help to every situation. Anong sagot ni Elias? And he said, I have been zealous for the Lord, the God of hosts, for the people of Israel have forsaken your covenant. Anong ibig sabihin ni Elijah nung sinabi niya, I have been zealous for you, Lord. Ang ibig niyang sabihin ganito, Lord, I did what I needed to do. I did according to plan. Lord, I followed you. Lord, I pushed the right button. I did what was right. Tapos ganito resulta. The plan failed. Your plan failed, oh God. You failed. Kaya siya disappointed eh. Kasi hindi nangyari sa inaasahan niya. Ang inaasahan niya, may revival mula Malacanang hanggang sa pinakamababang barangay. Ang kanyang expectation, no, talagang buong bansa luluhod sa Diyos. Pero hindi nangyari. Hindi sapat yung miracle na nangyari sa Mount Carmel, no, to move even King Ahab and Queen Jezebel. He was disappointed. So what failed? What failed is not the plan of God, but what failed is Elijah's plan. Madalas kasi kaya tayo disappointed. Tanongin niyo po ako bakit. Bakit kayo disappointed madalas? Tanongin niyo po ako bakit. Eh kasi, you put God in a box. Kaya tayo madalas disappointed. Ikinakahon mong Diyos. Meron ka mga expectations sa Kanya. At pag hindi niya ginawa yung expectations mo, akala mo pag ginawa mo yung A, B, and C, mangyayari yung D. Akala mo pag ginawa mo yung 1, 2, mangyayari yung 3. Pero madalas hindi ganun ang galaw ng Diyos eh. And sometimes we want to worship a God that we understand. But most of the time, He comes to us indescribable, uncontainable. You cannot even touch Him. You cannot even harness Him. Why? Because He's totally out of this world. And His outworking is beyond our wildest imagination. Alam mo kung maiintindihan mo ang Diyos, siguro hindi ka na Diyos. Ikaw ay Diyos na. Kaya nga tayo sumasamba eh. Bakit? Hindi natin talaga lubusan kilala kung sino siya. Maraming mga misteryo. Maraming mga bagay na hindi natin alam. Kaya we come to Him in awe, in worship. Why? Because He's overwhelming. He is grand. He is grandiose. He's majestic. Kaya sabi, ang tamang pagkaunawa is the fear of the Lord. Yung may takot ka sa Panginoon. Kasi hindi mo siya pwede ikahon. The problem with Elijah and the problem with the people mostly who become depressed and disappointed is because they don't really know who God really is. Sabi niya, for the people of Israel have forsaken your covenant, thrown down your altars and killed your prophets with the sword, and I, even only I, am left, and they seek my life to take it away. And he said, eto na yon, sabi niya, go out and stand on the mount before the Lord. Pinakita na ng Diyos kung sino siya. Hindi mo kasi naintindihan kung sino ako eh. Kaya ka disappointed, hindi mo ako kilala. Kaya ka disappointed, kaya ka discouraged, kaya ka depressed, kasi hindi mo talaga ako kilala. No, let me show who I am really. Let me tell you who I am really. Go out!
Come out! And let me show you. At anong ginawa ng Diyos? Okay? Verse 11. Go out and stand on the mount before the Lord, and behold, the Lord passed by, and a great strong wind tore the mountains and broke in pieces the rocks before the Lord. Dumating ang Panginoon, napakalakas na buhawi. Napakalakas na tornado. Ipo-ipo, ang lakas. Sa sobrang lakas nung hangin, nagkabitak-bitak yung bato. You want to see some spectacular things? Wow. Sights and sounds and sensation. Look at this. And after the wind, sabi dito, the rocks before the Lord, but the Lord was not in the wind. God was responsible for the wind, but He was not there. And after the earthquake, and after the wind, an earthquake, but the Lord was not in the earthquake. Nasaan kayo noong Martes? Lunes ba? Nasaan kayo nung Lunes? Sinong nasa matataas na gusali nung Lunes? No? Nako. Damandama mo yung pagyanig. Parang second coming na. Si Pastor Elmer, pagod na pagod po dahil sira yung aircon nila sa bahay. Natulog po sa kotse. Bukas ang aircon. Bigla pong yumanig. At pag yanig po ganyan, naalim po nga siya. Tinatawag niya ngayon si, ang anak niya si Sarah, hindi sumasagot. Tinatawag niya si Marisa, hindi sumasagot. Tinatawag niya, tapos pakiramdam niya siya lang ang mag-isang nandun. Sabi niya, rapture na ba? Naiwan ako! Grabe po, Lindol. Our God is so strong that He can shake the world. Amen? He is the only one who can shake the world that way. Okay? But the Lord was not in the earthquake. Grabe, yung yumayanig ng mundo ang Diyos, pero wala siya doon. Anong ibig niyang sabihin na wala siya doon? Bakit pa siya nagpalindol, pero wala siya doon? Bakit pa siya nagpaipo-ipo, pero wala naman siya doon? And after, no, the earthquake, verse 12, a fire, apoy, but the Lord was not in the fire. Sometimes, that's what we want from the Lord. We want spectacular miracles happening in our lives. We want impossible things happening right before our eyes. We want our prayers being answered majestically. We want, you know, manifestations of God. Hindi naman masamang humingi na, Lord, let me feel you, let me see you, let me see wonders, and let me see extraordinary things, Lord. Can I see it? But God is not always working that way. Amen? Misa gusto natin, mayroong himalang mangyari. Gusto natin, puksain yung mga kaaway natin, Lord. Tamaan ang kidlat, Lord. Yung umuutang sa akin na hindi nagbabayad. Lord, yung nambaba sa akin, nambubuli, pag lumindol, matabunan ng bato. Yung mga panalangin natin, ganyan eh. Lord, ipagtanggol mo ako, i-vindicate mo ako, ipaglaban mo ako, Lord. Gusto natin, papuksa lahat ng mga kaaway natin. Hati ang mga mananampalataya. Yung iba, galit kay Duterte. Yung iba naman, sinusuportahan si Duterte. Hindi malaman sa eleksyon eh. No? Kaya nagbumibiyak talaga ng body of Christ yung politics, no? Yung partisan politics. Pero sabi doon, wala ang Diyos sa lindol, earth, wind, and fire. Wala doon. Wala sa banda na earth, wind, and fire. No? And after the fire, etong matindi. Pagkatapos ng malakas na apoy, na halos matupok yung bundok, sabi, the Lord was not in the fire. But after that, there was a gentle whisper.
And the Lord was there.
Kaya minsan, no? We want spectacular answers to our prayers. We want power encounters. We want manifestations of God. But God does not always work that way. And most of the time, He comes to us in a gentle voice. It's a word of grace, soothing our souls. What we really need is the Word of God. Amen? What we really need is the Word of God piercing through our souls. Sometimes, masyado na tayong bugbog sa mga naririnig natin dito sa mundo. No? Huwag mong hayaan. No? Huwag mong hayaan na the noise of this world will keep you from hearing the voice of God. Do not let the noise of this world keep you from hearing the voice of God. That's what we all need. We don't live by bread alone. We live by the voice, words of God. Kaya nga, we go to church, we read our Bible. Why? Because we're spiritual beings. We need His Word. And His words will nourish us, comfort us, guide us, heal us. The Word will soothe our souls. Meron pong isang mayaman na nagpunta ng bukid at nung napunta siya sa isang barn, nalaglag yung kanyang relo na Rolex. Hanap po sila ng hanap, hindi nila makita kasi nagkapatong-patong na yung mga dayami, tapos ang daming naghahanap, hindi makita. Then sabi nung isang bata, pwede po bang lumabas po kayo lahat? Lumabas po kayo lahat. Ako na lang po maghahanap. Then yung bata, ang ginawa po ng bata, doon sa nakabuntun na mga dayami, siya po'y humiga. Paghiga po niya, nalaman niya kung nasaan yung nawawalang relo. Kasi because of the silence, narinig niya yung and having heard that very soft clock tick, he was able to find the Rolex watch. Kung gusto mo ring malaman ang kalooban ng Diyos, hindi yan sa TV, sa radio, hindi yan sa social media. You can find the voice of God in His Word. Amen? Amen ba? And may we hear the heartbeat of God. Maybe you've been crying all your life. O bago ka makarating dito, you've been struggling. But all you needed to hear is the heartbeat of God. All you needed to hear is the voice of God. That still small voice. Baka ka nagmamadali lagi sa buhay, baka lagi kang abala, baka lagi mong tinatry ang lahat para masolve ang mga problema mo. But all you needed to hear is the heartbeat of the Father. The heartbeat of God in your life. And then and only then, in verse 13, that Elijah heard it and he wrapped his face in his cloak and he went out and stood at the entrance of the cave. And behold, there a voice to him saying, what are you doing here, Elijah? And then sinagutan naman niya uli, paulit-ulit. No? And the Lord said to him, go and return on your way to the wilderness of Damascus. Sabi niya, come out of the cave. Come out of the cave. Come out of the cave. Sabi ni Timothy Keller, yun daw word na cave, can you say cave? Cueva. Yun daw cave na binanggit dito sa original, is not really a cave, but a cleft. Cleft of a rock. Yung pinuntahan niya po ay isang cleft or bitak ng bato na doon siya nagtago. I hope it rings a bell. Kasi when you watch Endgame, ang daming callbacks. Ang daming ringbacks. Ito, it also has a callback. Kasi the cleft of the rock is reminiscent of another guy who went on top of the mountain wanting to see God. And that person was Moses. Umakyat din siya sa bundok. Nagtago din siya dun sa bitak ng bato. At ang sabi niya, Lord, let me see your glory. Let me see you for who you really are. At ang sabi ng Panginoon, hindi mo ako makikita. Magtago ka dyan sa bitak ng bato, no? At pag nagtago ka dyan, dadaan ako, hindi mo ako makikita ng full na ako. Kasi pag nakita mo ako ng kabuuan ko, mamamatay ka. So you will only see a shadow or a glimpse of who I am. Patikim lang kung sino ako. Yun ang desire ni Moses. Now, even if I die, Lord, I want to see you. And he was protected by the cleft of the rock. Kaya nung si Elijah, in his depression, in his discouragement, he wanted to see God. He wanted to make sense of what's happening in his life. Hindi siya tumakbo palayo sa Diyos. Tumakbo siya palapit sa Diyos. Kasi gusto niya malaman, Lord, sino ka ba talaga? Gusto kitang makilala at gusto kong marinig ang tinig mo. Kaya nga nung nakita niya yung mga spectacular, wala ang Diyos doon. Wala ang Diyos sa lahat ng yun. No? Kundi doon ang Diyos sa mahinahong bulong, tinig. Kaya nagtago din si Elias sa isang cleft of the rock. And you know what? In the New Testament, that rock is none other than Jesus Christ. Ang bato na pinagkublihan ni Moses upang hindi siya mapuksa pagdaan ng Diyos ay si Jesus. Ang bato na pinagtaguan din ni Elijah, no, ay ang bato na si Jesus. Kaya nga nung dumaan ang malakas na hangin na bitak ang bato, you know, Elijah was not consumed. The rock was consumed. Elijah was not shaken. The rock was shaken. It was Jesus who took the pain. Si Jesus ang umako nung lakas ng hangin. Siyang umako ng lakas ng lindol. Siyang umako ng apoy. Naalala niyo nung pinag-usapan natin yung bumaba ang apoy sa Mount Carmel kung saan nandun yung offering? That's Jesus Christ being offered. Jesus was consumed for you and for me. This is the grace of God. Amen? Amen ba? This is the grace of God. Pinakita dito na pwede namang mawasak na si Elias because of his presumptuousness, because of his pride, because of his depression and discouragement. Pwede na siyang patayin ng Diyos. But the Lord spared him because of the rock that protected him, and that rock is Jesus Christ. Pwede bang palakpakan natin ng Panginoong Jesus ang ating matibay na bato? Siya ang ating matibay na bato. Hallelujah. And because of what Jesus did, we can have a meaningful friendship and relationship with God. Because of what Jesus did on the cross, pwede tayong dumiretso sa Diyos at makipagkaibigan sa Kanya at malaman natin ang kalooban niya sa ating buhay. The grace of God allows us to have an audience with God. The grace of God makes us stand before God even if we're sinners. Kaya kahit may mga disappointments tayo, minsan kasi we judge circumstances, we judge situations, no? Kagaya ni John the Baptist, he was the prophet of fire. Excited siya nung binaptize siya si Jesus Christ, and he was thinking that the Roman Empire will be overthrown by Jesus Christ. Pero ano ginagawa ni Jesus Christ? He was so gentle, he was so good, he was so friendly. Parang hindi siya galit sa Roman Empire. He wanted the military overtake of the Roman Empire. Kaya natisod si John the Baptist. And John the Baptist is a symbol Elijah, si John the Baptist, a prophet of fire. Kaya ang tanong niya kay Jesus Christ, nung nakakulong siya, tinanong niya, nagpadala siya ng messenger, pakitanong nga si Jesus, siya ba talaga yung hinihintay natin o mayroon pa tayong hinihintay na iba? Kasi tisod na ako eh. Offended na ako. Kasi dapat pinapatay na si Nero. Dapat pinapatay na mga Romano. Bakit hanggang ngayon buhay pa? Bakit nakikipagsosyalan lang siya? Bakit nakikipagkaibigan lang siya? Bakit ang gentle niya? Bakit ganyan siya? And John the Baptist was so wounded. Alam mo sabi ni Jesus sa kanya? You don't really understand the good news, do you? John, you don't really understand the good news. You know, the good news is this. You are sinners. Lahat kayo makasalanan and lahat kayo dapat mamatay. But I came to save, to seek the lost. Kung gusto mo, nasunugin ko ng apoy si Nero saka si Herodes, kasama ka. You want it that way? Do you want it that way? Kung tutupukin ko ng apoy si Herodes at ang lahat ng mga Romano, ang lahat ng mga kalaban mo, tutupukin ko ng apoy, kasama ka dun. Because you're also a sinner. But my grace is this, that I come and to save the lost. And to save as much people as possible. That's my grace. Sometimes we don't understand the outworking of the grace of God. Gusto natin yung paraan lang natin ang tama. Yung ginagawa ng iba, mali. Kapag may mga miracle na nangyari sa buhay mo, sa ibang tao walang miracle na nangyari, you look down on these people. Pagka naman charismatic, no, mahilig sa mga manifestations of the Holy Spirit, sabihin natin sila, masyado silang mababaw, puro emosyon. Sasabihin naman ng mga charismatic sa atin, kayo naman, dry na dry, wala kayo kabuhay-buhay, mga evangelicals. No? But sometimes we don't believe how God works. We don't welcome the outworking of God. Kaya nga sabi ng Panginoon sa kanya, you go, Elijah, you go and anoint Hazael. You anoint Jehu and you anoint Elisha. Why? Because I'm also moving even in the secular affairs. Hazael is the king of Syria, will be the next king of Syria. At ano sinasabi ng Panginoon? I'm also moving in the secular realm. I'm not just moving in the church, I'm also moving in the marketplace. Amen. Amen po ba? Amen. Hindi lang ako nag-move sa loob ng cross world. Nag-move din ako sa ibang mga churches. Amen. Hindi lang dito sa loob ng simbahan ako gumagalaw. Gumagalaw din ako sa factory. Gumagalaw din ako sa barangay election. Gumagalaw din ako sa darating na election. I'm also moving. But sometimes we cannot comprehend it. Kasi we think tayo lang ang bida. Tayo lang ang magaling. So we don't really understand the outworking of the grace of God. Binayayaan lang tayo ng Diyos, huwag tayo magmayabang. Amen ba? Binayaan lang tayo ng Diyos, huwag tayo magmalaki na tayo lang ang ginagamit ng Panginoon, na tayo lang ang binibless ng Lord. At kapag binless na ng Lord yung ibang mga tao, naiinis na tayo. I remember a story, you know. No? Pagbigyan nyo na ako sa isang story pa. This story is a very good story. Meron isang bata. No, he was 5-6 years old. No? Sa isang probinsya. No? Sa isang probinsya. Bigla na lang po, doon sa probinsya na yon, maliblib na lugar eh, no? Ay biglang may nagtayo po ng ice cream house. Doon sa probinsya yun, hindi uuso yung ice cream. No? Walang ice cream doon. Pero biglang merong nagkaroon, nagtayo ng ice cream house. Dapat punta po doon yung bata at sumilip siya sa salamin at tinignan niya yung salamin, ice cream. Hindi pa siya nakakain ng ice cream. Pero tinitingnan niya po magiging, ginano niya, tapos tinignan niya, ice cream. Sumilip yung may-ari. Sabi doon sa bata, halika, halika. Tapos nakatingin nga siya doon sa ang dami-daming flavor ng ice cream. Sabi nung may-ari, anong gusto mo? Wala po akong pambayad. Hindi, libre. Bibigay ko sa'yo libre. Tituwa-tuwa po siya. Tinuro po niya yung mga gusto niya. Tapos kain po siya ng kain. Tapos ang ginawa po niya, habang kumakain siya, tumakbo po siya. No? Tumakbo po siya. At nakita ng mga kaibigan niya, no? Meron siyang ice cream. Yung mga kaibigan naman niya, nakaganon. Pero siya kain ng kain. Tapos tinatanong siya, nasaan na yung ano, yung tindahan? Sabi niya, hindi niya masabi kung saan. Hindi niya masabi kung saan. Tapos, isang araw, pupunta na naman siya doon. Bibigay na naman siya ng ice cream. Tapos papakita na naman niya sa mga kaibigan niya. Tapos yung mga kaibigan niya, nakatingin sa kanya. Isang araw, ginawa ng mga kaibigan niya, sinundan siya. At nung nakita ng mga kaibigan na may ice cream house doon, inintay muna nilang umalis yung bata, saka sila nagsuguran. Doon sa salamin, nilinis nila, sumilip sila lahat. Nakita nung may-ari, sabi doon sa mga bata, anong gusto nyo? Oh! Libre. Nagkutay, mga bata, tumantuha sila. Di nag-orderan sila ng mga ice cream. Tatlong ice cream. Maya-maya, dumating yung 5-year-old na bata na unang nakadiskubre ng ice cream house. Binuksan ang pinto. Binalagbag yung pinto. Sabi niya, tama na! Itigil niyo to! Tinuro yung may-ari, itigil mo yan! Tapos sabi niya, yan, binubugbog ako niyan, yan, binubuli ako niyan, ba't binibigyan ng ice cream yan? Yan, kalabang ko yan, yan, dapat mga hindi mo dapat bigyan ng ice cream yan! Dapat ako lang. As stupid as it may seem. But we are like that boy. Most of the time. We get disappointed. Kasi yung nai-enjoy mo, nai-enjoy nung iba. We get disappointed. Why? Because feeling mo, ikaw lang may deserve yan. Yung iba hindi. Elijah was like that. Jonah was like that. They didn't really understand what the grace of God is. Amen. And I hope that we will also understand. So how then do you rekindle the fire? No? How do you regain the fire? So, in conclusion, dito na ako matatapos. Number one, you regain the fire, no? You rekindle the fire. You have to embrace three things. Number one, you have to embrace the complexity of God. You have to embrace that you cannot put God in a box. And you have to understand the grace of God is available to everyone. Amen. Hindi lang sa'yo. Amen ba? So, kung pasalamat ka, hindi pinuksan ng Diyos yung kaaway mo. Dahil kung pinuksan ng Diyos yung kaaway mo, kasama ka dun. Because we're all sinners. Amen. Amen. Pangalawa, we should embrace the community of God. Sabi ng Panginoon kay Elijah, there are still 7,000 prophets who never knelt before Baal. You go find your assistant, Elisha. No, be a part of community. Don't detach yourself. Amen ba? And celebrate the differences. Meron mga kaiba-kaibahan.
iba ang galaw ng Diyos, no? But celebrate the differences and you will regain the fire. At panghuli is you embrace the commission of God. Hindi pa tapos ang Lord sa'yo. Sabi mo sa katabi mo, hindi pa tapos si Lord sa'yo. So there is no point, no, ending your life in discouragement and in depression because the best is yet to be. Amen? The best is yet to come. Hindi pa ito end game. Amen ba? May kasunod pa after ng end game. Kaya pag manunod ka doon ng end game, magdala ka ng tuwalya. Huwag ka malungkot. Hindi pa yun ang katapusan. Amen? Because meron pang new beginning from the Lord. Amen. God is good. Amen? Amen ba? And even just like Elijah, who have experienced the pit of depression, you know, the darkest and the lowest portion of his life, he was able to bounce back. Nakabangon uli siya. Si Robert Downey Jr., nakulong ho yan eh. Because of drug use. Because of alcoholism. But now, he's one of the highest paid actors in Hollywood. And one of the most respected actors. He was able to bounce back. Tiger Woods. After 11 years or 14 years of drought sa buhay niya, the last time that he won the Masters was 2005. Then in between that, no, mga demandahan, no, hiwalayan. Tiger Woods, the golfer. Divorce. Tapos he had a spine injury. He was operated on, and some people would say, they shrugged him off and say, wala na future yan si Tiger Woods. But just last week, he won the Masters. He wore the green jacket again for the fifth time. Pero sinasabi na wala nang pag-asa yan. Wala na. Wala nang ibubuga yan. Siguro mga tao sinasabi rin sa'yo, no? Wala nang patutunguhan yan. Wala nang ibubuga yan. No? Pero hindi pa tapos ang Lord sa'yo. Amen. Amen. Taas mo ngayon kanang kamay mo. Patong mo sa nasa kanan mo, sabihin mo, may ibubuga ka pa. Taas mo yung kaliwang kamay mo. Patong mo sa nasa kaliwa mo, sabihin mo, may asin ka pa. Sabihin mo, amoy na amoy ko nga. Tanda mo, hindi ka palaos. Amen ba? Amen. Hindi pa tapos ang Lord sa'yo. Amen ba? Amen. Bukas, luluhod ang mga tala. Babangong ka. Amen? Amen, amen ba? Amen. And never lose hope. Never get discouraged. And never misjudge who God really is. You can never handle God. He's awesome. And He's so good. He's so good. Sige mga kapatid, shall we all bow our heads down and let's pray to the Lord. Panginoon, salamat po sa oras na ito na binigay mo sa amin. Maaring kami nakaharap sa dead end. Pero ang sinasabi mo, hindi ka pa tapos. At marahil naghahanap kami ng mga spectacular na answer sa aming mga panalangin. Pero minsan di ka sumasagot. Lord, give us a contented heart, longing for your gentle whisper, for your voice, for your word, to encourage us, to make us strong, so that we can bounce back, we can rise again, and we can do amazing things. Panginoon, pagpalain mong bawat isa sa amin, and as we come before you, we humble ourselves in brokenness. Kapatid, are you discouraged? Are you disappointed? Are you at the brink of depression? Are you struggling emotionally? I'd like to pray for you. Pwede bang taas mo ngayong kamay? If you're going through some difficult emotional pain and some traumatic experiences, can you just raise your hand? The Lord is here and He wants to help you. Yes, I see your hand. I see your hand. God bless you. God bless you. Pwede na ibaba mga kamay. If you're saying, Lord Jesus, ikaw palang kailangan ko because you're the cleft of the rock. You're the rock that absorbed the earthquake, the fire. You're the rock that protected Elijah. You're the rock that protected Moses. You're the rock that eschewed all pain. You absorb the shaking. You absorb the earthquake for me. I want you in my life. If this is your prayer, can you just raise your hand? Yes, God bless you. God bless you. Pwede pong tumayo tayong lahat. And as we worship the Lord, can you come here in front? No? And we will pray together. Lapit po kayo dito sa harapan, yung mga nagtaas ng kamay. And let the Lord touch you and heal you right now.